So the Rambam discusses this mitzvah of Higarta Levincha, you should tell your kids on this day, and he says, mitzvah aseh shel Torah, there is a positive mitzvah in the Torah, lesaper benisim, to tell the, speak of the miracles, v'nifla'ot, and the wonders, shenasu l'avaseinu, with Mitzrayim, that were done for our ancestors in Egypt, when? B'leil chamisha asar benisan, on the 15th of Nisan. That is when we have to do this. In other words, there's a mitzvah to remember the coming out of Egypt every single day. But the Rambam is saying, we're going to learn out, Chazal learn out, that this mitzvah becomes a Torah obligation on Pesach itself, on the 15th of the month of Nisan. Shnemor, as it says, Zachor et hayom hazeh, remember this day, I shared Seidim Mitzrayim, that you came out of Egypt. K'mosh ne'emar, Zachor Yom HaShabbat. Just as it says, remember the seventh day. How do you remember the seventh day? How do you remember? What's the Zachor? Who's in my Shabbos class last semester? How do we remember? The Shamor v'Zachor. What was Shamor? Staying away from the Lamed and Malachot, the 39 forbidden activities. What was the Zachor? To do the Mitzvahs Aseh. Right, the actions, right? The actions of Shabbat. So Zachor doesn't mean just to remember, it means to do something. That word Zachor is also mentioned over here. How do we fulfill the mitzvah, says the Rambam, of Zachor on Pesach? We tell the story. We tell the story. The word Pesach, say Chazal, has hinted within it this idea. Can anyone see it in the word Pesach? Take the word Pesach and open it up a little bit. Peh. Sach, what is Pesach? Peh means mouth. Sach, although it's actually with a sin over here. And Pesach was a samach, but it's the same sound. Sach means to speak. Sicha, to speak. Peh, sach, the mouth speaks. That's why the Torah says, V'garta levincha, you have to tell over to your child, b'yomo on this day, le'mor, saying, b'avor zeh, because of this. So the Torah tells this mitzvah as a verbal action we have to give over to our kids. Let's say, says the Rambam, a person doesn't have a son or a child. What about that? The Torah itself says, "Go. What are you going to do? Kidnap a child in order to tell them the story?" Obviously not. V'afalpi, even though, says the Rambam, she'en lo ben, a person does have a child. Afilu chachamim gedolim, even great and wise people who know the story back to front and front to back, and they know exactly what happened and where it happened in every single pasuk of the Torah. Chayavim, they are obligated lisaper, to speak, b'yisis Mitzrayim, about the exodus from Egypt. V'chol amarech bedvarim she'areinu, and whoever speaks at length about what happened, v'shayu harizim shubach, that's worthy. So yes, you have a 95-year-old person, and he's with his 95-year-old friend. 90 and 95. The 90-year-old asks questions to the 95-year-old. The 95-year-old answers the manishtana and explains the story. Let's say a person's by themselves. They tell it to themselves. There's a mitzvah to actually say it. Now you want your kids to be there. Now why we're focusing so much on our children over here is an interesting question. We have to see this. We don't focus on our kids on Sukkot. Our kids have to stay up late to Sukkot. I mean, it's good if they do, they don't have to. Oh, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Yet over here, there is a focus on children. We've got to figure that out as well. But right now, that's an interesting. We've got to figure out why are we focusing on kids so much on Pesach? Right? The whole Afik Komen, these are old, old customs. This is not a new idea. Right, making our kids stay up late, all these things that we do, asking questions, and all this is there to bring out, to pique the interest of our children. That's for sure. Right now we're saying that even if there are no kids, you still have to do it, because it's not only about them, it's also about you. Even if you're a Chacham Gadol, you know the whole story, you've said it every year for the past 90 years, nothing to do with it. You still have to tell over the story. Still have to tell it over. Okay? Yeah. Oh, very, very good. Shimrit, you asked a good question. Why is it in the first person?
Because
I think we discussed this already a little bit in one previous class, but we may discuss it again, because we have to see ourselves as though we left Egypt.
No, I meant why.
It's in the first person.
When you're saying when I left Egypt, why is that important to tell? Why is it like so important to say that to your son? Like,
yeah. Because everyone has to see themselves as though they left Egypt. That's what Haggadah says. And it's based upon this. It's in the first person. It's not what happened to our ancestors. It's a yearly process that is happening to us every single year. We answered that a few ways, did we not? If I remember. We did the Rambam on that. Who said Lirot is Laharot. Remember we did this in class? Is that familiar, anybody? Hello, anybody there? We did Rav Dessler, who says it's the time of year that we go free every year. We did Rashi in his Siddur, who says, had they not left, we'd still be there. So it's though we left. Right? So those are a few answers we looked at. We'll maybe revisit a couple more in the future. Okay. Okay, so basically, I don't know, the next chinuch we've covered before, I just summarize it, page 92. He says, again, we have a lot of mitzvot and prayers and blessings we make on this night. We really make a very, very, very big deal out of this Nisiz Mitzrayim. He says, all of this comes along as a proof to us that there's a God. Right? This unprecedented part of Jewish history, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself got involved with miracles and wonders and took us out, took us to from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, all of this is there to build our faith. It's there to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, runs the world, created the world, runs the world, and is involved in the world. Right? Let's focus on the kids. Look at the next piece. Because all these principles are only as good as they are when we hand them over to our kids. We'll do another few minutes, I'll give you your exams back, which you're so looking forward to. I can see. He says, Sedanite, from the Pasuk we see, is focused on kids, because it's our opportunity once a year to instill in our children all of these ideas. It's a teaching moment. Pesach is about us, but it's focused on our kids. We want our kids to know. We want them to understand the basic fundamentals of Jewish thought. And what are they? Look at page 92, second paragraph. This is Rav Yosef Yashar Levush Yosef. And he says, B'leil HaSeder, Nitna Hizdamnut LaAdam, Leknot Levanav Es Arachem Unov HaMitzvot. We can give over to our kids. And by the way, do not underestimate the power of Pesach. Don't think, oh, they go to yeshiva, we pay so much tuition, every Shabbat, because there's something unique about Pesach itself, where the stories they hear from the parents and the grandparents, and from all the mitzvot they get involved in, that can affect them in a very deep and fundamental way. There's some way, something about Pesach itself that gives them the power to be koneh, to acquire fundamental belief in Hashem and Torah. That's what we speak a lot about it. We want to use this opportunity. Whoever speaks more is praiseworthy. Why? Because the more your kids hear about it, the more they're going to want to be involved in it. And we want our kids, the next generation, to keep on what we do, don't we? He says, this is the key. That's what Pesach has the power to do. Interestingly, what do we make our kids do on this night more than anything else? Ask questions. We're going to see that asking questions is the paradigm for passing on information. Making them ask questions is going to be the paradigm of all Jewish learning. So we don't just sit there and lecture our kids. What do we do in order to inform? We want to get this information into their little heads. But how do we do that? So part of it is making blessings. Part of it is discussing what happened. But a major chunk of it is making them ask questions and then answering them. They, part of the narrative, part of the discourse, is them asking questions.
You tell them to ask questions.
Ma nishtana halayla hazeh. Right, it's part of the thing. They know. They sing and ask questions, and then we answer. So it's not a lecture format; it's a question-answer format. Now that's true for any time, any place, but we're learning it out from Pesach. We want to get this information over to them. And he says, V'ikam mitzvah tzipur Mitzrayim. The main mitzvah is, L'odiyah etzgivrotin shkara baruch. What are we trying to pass over to them? How great Hashem was. Right? What do you want to tell your kids at Pesach? Wow! We're part of the Jewish people. Hashem, the great God, He took us out. You give us over to them at whatever level they are. Right? There's four types of kids we're going to speak about. Arab Abadim, there's four different types. Each one of them is going to ask questions and be answered. And even the one who has no questions, which is the worst, we still tell them. We still tell them. Even the child who doesn't know anything, who's just sitting there, and your Dale the Shoal. Right? We thought the Rasha was the worst one. The Rasha's not the worst one. The one who has no questions is the last one. Right? That's the one who has no questions. Oh my goodness. The Rasha, he's angry, he's cynical. We still answer him. The wise son, he's also got questions. If he's so wise, what's he asking questions for? Because that's the wise child, asking questions. So everyone's got to ask questions. The worst, however, is one who has no questions to ask at all. So what do? We put the words in his mouth. And we speak about it, about the Yeshua, Shaseh, Emmanuel, B'Tzim Mitzrayim, that Hashem did for the great miracles and wonders Hashem did when He came out of Egypt. The Ikar HaKavanah B'Tzim Mitzrayim. What is the main idea? We're trying to get into their hearts. It's an emotional experience. It's also an academic exercise. Right? That's why we sing and we eat and we rejoice. It becomes an emotional reality. B'nei Beiso, and we put into their hearts their munah, b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, faith in God, over God, the Gvoraseinu, and the Niflasav, and the amazing wonders that He did. We are days, and through this storytelling, yitchazku be'emunah, they will grow in faith. That is what will happen to our kids. Why are we focusing on kids? Because they're the next generation, and they need to know. And this is the night of telling kids, so they can continue this heritage that passes from generation to generation. Okay, stop over there. We'll pick this up next class. Do not go anywhere. I have your midterms.